doop 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 doop. I say a bit of one
bit.
Because it, we might just go about a bit, and okay. That'd be about it.
That's it. A
just
bit.
A bit, and that's it.
Little or, bit of honey.
Or holy shit, bit. We could go a bunch of a bit.
Yeah, a lot of bits.
Do you know last time
yes?
we podcasted, we decided to go about 20 minutes because new research came in, and it basically said that most people will not listen beyond 20 minutes.
Right.
So why waste my breath and your bad breath?
Oh, my breath is dandy. It's awesome, by the way. It's
Dandy Dung.
It's refreshing.
Your name is Dan Dung D.
Hi. Hi, everybody. It's Dandy
Dung. His real
Dung
name is Dan, and his breath is really Dung D.
It, but listen, she's the queen of smells. Natasha, would you smell my breath right now?
But no. Please,
no!
Don't do that.
Anyway, we weren't going to waste our breath doing, you know, an hour or two
no.
when people don't listen past 20 minutes.
Yeah,
so
new
data
indicates it's a 20-minute span. That's it.
And I felt
people
like
we got
gave,
so mad.
We gave a solid podcast. Yeah, and you got mad.
Ooh.
The nice thing about this podcast is you can just be real and say to those people, listen, you little bitch.
Yeah, quit your bitching. Quit your, you know,
hey,
you're going to get this bit.
We love you guys.
I'm Dandy Dung.
Dan Dung D.
Danny Dundee.
I'm on Twitter.
Imagine that.
Every single day I log in. I gotta see at JV. Oh, what they got to say. Joe said JV. Elvis, didn't include Natasha's name.
Thanks.
Bastard.
Thanks a lot.
When you guys start back again, can you please do Slick Willie?
Wow.
I wrote back. I said, I think so. And then I said, we're going to podcast soon and talk about some of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are like, Doghouse, we miss the prank calls. Doghouse, we miss your characters
right.
like Slick Willie, Grandpa V, Museum Man,
uh-huh. the drunk guy,
Tourette's
yeah.
guy.
Sure, all that.
Part of the reason we're going to the rock format is we can bring you all of that.
Totally, exactly.
That format will accept us being a little more edgy.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I don't know. Huh. Slick Willie, for any new people, Slick Willie is, it's me doing a voice.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it's, I don't know. In 2016, it's a black character. Is that going to catch us heat? We've already been fired over being racially insensitive. I mean, we have good hearts. We help all people, but they don't want to hear that when you're being targeted. When someone wants to get you fired and they get a coalition together. So it's Slick Willie is a very funny character, but I don't know.
Don't call me a puss. Call me Dandy Dung D.
Dan Dung D, no puss.
I say we err on the side of caution.
So don't do it.
I think we could have done it until now. Now that you told everyone it's you.
No.
No, I don't. If someone wants to, we're just going to have to be safe.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're going to bring you the characters and the different stuff. All right, so Slick Willie.
I love Slick Willie, though.
It's off the table.
Slick Willie was one of my favorites.
Maybe once in a while we throw him in a podcast, or can people still target? No, we just don't put it on air.
Yeah.
Where, and by the way, here is your update. There is no update. You know how I told you that we were supposed to go on a couple of stations and from there grow our show, syndicated on rock stations? Well, we're talking to this big syndication company, probably the biggest one in the business. We're really excited about it. And they said, hold up. We want to be your syndication company, so don't take off without us. Just hold on a second. And we're in a slow-moving business, if I'm being honest.
Yep.
It's, you know, there's a method to all of it, and we have to be patient. And can I be more honest?
Would you please?
Normally, I'd be calling up the agent going, hey, Ron!
That's not even his name.
Oh, yeah, so he wouldn't respond to
that. He wouldn't. You'd get no response.
Hey, Ron, can you please get on these guys to get going? But the thing is, I don't want to pressure him because once we do get going and we take on all these stations, we're never going to have another breath in our lives for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
So when it happens, it happens.
Yeah, agreed.
But it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's already a done deal.
Yeah.
It just takes a long time.
It's Dung-D deal.
I am Dandy Dung-D. Everybody, Skuska.
Takes a long time to put together, so.
What about Grandpa V? Do we bring back?
I love Grandpa V.
I think that's a slam dunk.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that is a winner there.
This is it. That's another voice that I do. It's supposed to be my grandfather. We should throw an old Grandpa V in here.
I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is interesting. Well, Elvis was in storage, and he goes, dude, I got a box of all of these dats.
Yeah.
Do you know what a dat is, Natasha?
No. What's a dat?
I brought this up to Selena. I go, Selena, Elvis found a box of dats.
Yeah.
She goes, what the hell's a dat?
Oh.
I said, it's a digital audio tape
yeah.
that recorded all of our stuff from years ago.
Yeah.
And
it's how you used to like master everything. Yeah. You do something and you put it on a master, but it was on a little tape. And
but
it's
can't
a weird.
You just put that in one of those video tapes,
no.
those DV.
No. So we had to hunt down through Amazon or where?
eBay.
Through eBay.
Yeah.
We had to hunt down a DAT player.
Dude, it wasn't easy.
And we found some of these old characters and some of these old prank calls and stuff. It's only a piece of what we've done, but.
Right.
Should we play? For the people that don't know Grandpa V, let's throw one in here.
Let's do it.
Looking at this. Oh, this is Grandpa V interviewing Yakov, comedian Yakov Smirnoff.
Yakov! But I've heard that name in forever.
Because we were so big in radio,
yeah.
we were the beast.
Oh, my God. We owned it.
Everyone would call us and give us numbers. They'd be like, hey, you guys, I got... So we got true. Yakov's number. He wasn't expecting an interview.
Yeah, no.
But, so this would be my grandfather just calling up Yakov Smirnoff for an interview he wasn't ready for.
Hello?
Well, everybody, we're live on the air. Give it up for the one and only incredible comedian, Yakov Smirnoff.
Who is this?
My name is Chuck V. I'll be doing the interview.
Oh, hi, Chuck.
And we're on the air.
That's good.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm not. You're calling me.
How the hell in the shit in the piss are you?
I'm good, Chuck. It's what a surprise. Were we supposed to talk?
Yeah, I thought I'd do an interview.
That's good.
With your silly monkey ass.
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you're still doing stand-up?
Yes, I am.
Yet, you're not funny. Please explain.
Is this a joke?
All right, so what's been going on, Yakov?
Well, Jack, you can't just, like, call me and surprise me. I'm in the middle of the meeting.
Okay, well, we got you live on the air, and we're big fans.
That's your problem. I'm sorry, but what would you like to talk about, Jack?
Like your beard. I really like your beard, resting on my nuts.
Yeah, I can tell.
What do you say?
Huh?
What do you say we fly out and do it?
Fly out where? What?
Or I could fly out and see you. When's your next big show?
I'm performing in Branson, Missouri.
Missouri? Yeah, Missouri.
Missouri, Branson.
So, Missouri. I guess when I think big shows, I think Branson, Missouri.
You're pulling my leg, huh?
No, I'm dead serious.
You thought you are?
I wouldn't kid around with your monkey f***ing ass.
What kind of a show do you have, Chuck?
A little one.
A little one, I can tell.
Kind of like your mom's penis.
I'm enjoying. I have several people here in my office, so I'm kind of playing.
All right, before you go, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
In Russian, can you say f*** off?
Well, you just lost me.
F*** off, Smirnoff.
I don't say those things.
How about asshole?
I'll talk to you later.
How about son of a bitch? Well, appreciate it.
I have a question.
Yes, sir, JV.
With these old bits, there's a lot of good ones. Once we start syndicating our show across the country on these rock stations, should we throw some of these on? I mean, they're classic bits. Why should they just go to waste? And then maybe all of the listeners that have been with us since day one, you guys, if you're like, oh, I've heard this before, just roll with
it. Yeah. Oh, I think 100% we do it.
Yeah. And by the way, we're going to give you almost all new material.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to be new, but once in a while, like, why not just go, oh, today?
Yeah.
And we're going to have to, you know, act like we're calling for the first time.
Sure.
Like we would say, oh, guess what? We got Yakov Smirnoff's number.
Right.
So if you've heard it before, you just roll with it.
Without a doubt. Yeah, just chill. Enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
Hey, Danny Dung D here.
What else have you found on that DAT player? We should throw something else in on this podcast.
Just a ton of great prank calls, of course. A lot of interviews with just whack jobs.
Yeah.
With just crazy weirdness that I really like, where we're like, wow, that's insane. Also, me on the streets. me doing stuff on the streets. You know,
what are you doing?
I'm walking up to people and just saying, hey, I'm going to ticket you for absolutely something stupid here.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Didn't we do that as a regular bit?
Yes.
We would send Elvis out to the streets of San Francisco and just writing up people for tickets.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
Let's play some of it.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
You broke an ordinance.
No way.
86249, you violated a law standing here.
No.
Did you know you're too close to the f***ing fire hydrant?
No.
Well, you're practically on this thing. What happened if some fire came?
Well, if a fire comes, that's fine.
Okay. Now, if a fire came, would you unravel my hose?
Would I unravel your hose?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Do I have to spell it out for you?
No. I wouldn't bother any hoses.
Okay, then I'm going to have to write you up.
I'm heterosexual.
Hold on. Calling up for backup. I need backup.
Absolutely.
Street geek with attitude. Okay, just move away from the fire hydrant, would you?
Actually, I can't.
Actually, your breath is kind of f***ed up.
I go with the
okay, I don't want to hear your long stories.
Guys?
Yeah. You know what? I really don't give a f***. You lost me.
Okay.
All right. Excuse me, gentlemen. You guys are working on this down here?
Yes, sir.
You're working? Do you have the license for that? The license for the drill?
I work for a construction company.
Okay, I don't give a shit where you work for. I need the license on that before you can use that again.
I'll go get my
permit. Okay, you're out here without a license?
Do you know anything
about this guy?
Yeah. We work for construction.
Okay, that doesn't really matter. I need the license. There should be a license on it somewhere. Can you look at it for me?
Yes, sir.
Doing my job. I'm sorry to be a dick.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. Do you have a hard hat that fits?
Yes, sir.
Well, that one f***ing doesn't.
This hard hat fits me fine, sir. I can tighten this up for you.
Yeah, I think you need to cinch that shit up. And as soon as you show me the license, we'll continue. What are you working on down here?
I grip.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do?
Yes,
I'm going to be a nice guy.
Let's get my suit.
No, I'm going to be a nice guy and let you off with a warning. Just a verbal warning. But do me a favor. Brush those choppers for me.
What choppers? My teeth?
Yeah, just do that up for me and then we'll take care of this, okay? Just a warning, though. Tell him to get the license. Thank you.
This is going to work. This is going to work.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So, again, we got, we're going to, I'm not sure when we're going to be on these stations.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have a gut feeling? You think a month? Before, I thought it was going to be a month, and I don't see it even being close right now.
I think 6 weeks. 6 weeks.
You really
think
so?
6 weeks. I think so, yeah. Hmm. I think things are going to be put
January 4th.
Oh, no!
I do.
January 4th.
You know how slow people
are. That's another lifetime away.
It could be, dude.
Radio is, they're just slow moving.
It's a lot of people to you know, sign off on things, and everything's got to be done in triplicate, by the way. There's forms to fill out. I get that.
And checked off with a million people.
Here's the thing.
Once we're rolling, though, we're going
to
be like,
oh, yeah,
rolling.
It'd be great. I think it's going to be put to bed, all the signing stuff, by the end of this month, and then they're going to do another month, and then boom, we're on.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. And I'd be fine.
So, yeah, we got all new stuff. We'll sprinkle in some older bits. By the way, it's not like we're just sitting around.
No.
We're working on video concepts. I think, did we? Oh, yeah, we put out that one video where you saw inside of our studio.
Right.
Our studio is dope.
No, it's super dope.
But they haven't seen like what we've done in here.
No.
Okay, so we're going to be releasing videos where you see part of our show, like where they call them benchmarks, like stuff that we're going to do every day or once a week regularly.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start piecing those together and putting them out on video. And I think you're really going to love them.
I know they will.
Watch for those really soon.
I hate to write you up for something like this, but you knew what you did, right?
I jaywalked, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, you jaywalked too? Oh, I didn't see that. No, No. I'm talking about the tie not going with that f***ed up jacket.
I've got to go. I really
Well, wait. You did jaywalk, though. You just admitted that.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And the comb over ain't working either with the hair. Okay. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
I saw that lady just gave you some money.
$1.
Where's your 1099, your tax form?
I don't have a tax form, sir. I panhandle for a living, not a citation.
Wait, you're not paying taxes?
Well, I pay taxes, but I pay taxes to get my checks, but I'm panhandling.
Okay, every red-blooded f***ing American pays taxes in this country. So you got 50 cents? I'll take it now. Off that dollar. You're in a new tax bracket here. I saw how much you've been taking.
Not so loud. I hear you, sir. I don't think that's... I believe you.
Okay.
But I didn't know
that. Okay, you not so loud. All right. Back it up. Okay.
I believe you, though.
Okay, how much have you made today?
I've only made $2 for tacos and a cup of coffee.
Okay, so...
And that was $1.07.
So you give me $1, then we're set.
Brother, I can't do that, sir. I don't want to get busted, but I can't do that. That's all the money I got.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'll send you a 1099 in the mail, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
And then you claim that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your address? What street corner?
It's on Jones Street between Turkey and Eddie.
You know, I'm just going to give you a warning today, okay? All right,
okay.
Cool.
Okay, brother.
Anything on anyone's mind during this podcast? Elvis has his hand up.
I got to ask you guys something, JD and Natasha. I got a friend, and he's got a young
friend.
I've known the guy for 25 years.
Right.
He has a younger wife.
Younger wife.
Yeah, he's 46. She's 29.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They just had a baby.
Okay.
Now, last weekend, I got to see the baby for the first time.
Mm.
How do you tell someone you know? How do you tell someone you know and you like that their child has a unibrow?
Mm.
This baby has so much hair.
Yeah.
I mean, this baby has a unibrow. This baby has more hair on its arms than I do, and it's less than a year old.
I bet it's still cute.
It's half monkey.
Can you talk to the mom and go, you know, I'm curious, George. Maybe you can drop little hints.
I have never seen anything like it. The brow goes straight across, where, with no breaks whatsoever, and the hair on the top of the hands.
Speaking of
hairy kids, it's like a chimp.
Ugly kids. Did you watch any of the roast of Rob Lowe?
I did.
Just destroyed Ann Coulter.
Geez.
I hate her. She's a bitch.
I do too.
But it got to a point where I was like, this is, I'm starting to feel bad for this woman. And I wanted them to roast her, but I was like, whew, this is getting brutal.
She didn't know, supposedly, that that's what a roast was all about.
She knew.
I don't know. It looks like she didn't know.
She didn't know. I think she thought it was all going to be on Rob Lowe. And
it's not her world, really. I think that someone explained to her.
And she was just sitting there, and the rips on her from the skeleton to being an abortion that lived to the, I mean, they went hard.
Instead of just joking, they were just calling her a bitch and a cunt. Like, they didn't even care.
Yeah, and even like Peyton Manning ripped on her. Yeah. Rob Lowe.
All right, so Rob Lowe, though, so good looking.
Oh, it's not fair. He says,
there's my wife, and you're like, whoa!
Yeah.
And then I put it together quick. He goes, she's been with me 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, Natasha was there to get me through all of my hard times.
Right.
And whether Natasha's beautiful or ugly, I love her as a person on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that she will be there for me for life. And that's what Rob Lowe has.
Yeah, Rob had some alcohol problems. He had that problem with the back in the day.
So that's what he has. He has an ugly wife that
was
there for him. But how,
oh my goodness.
I know.
How ugly are you that the offspring is ugly? How Rob Lowe is a gorgeous man.
He's pretty.
And you look at the kids and you're like, how did they get so messed up? And it's all on her.
Wait, the kids are ugly too?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool. Yeah.
So she's that bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's pretty rough.
She's not
They've been together
bad.
More than 25 years, though, I think. Well, you're probably
no,
right.
Said it.
You know, I think it's because they're the same age.
Hmm.
And you know, when men get older,
we look better. Yeah,
yeah. Cool. Guys, you know, we'll look mature, seasoned.
Yeah, well seasoned. Yeah,
yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Men, we're lucky. We're
it's
lucky
just
that
not
way.
Fair because
and women
fall get older,
apart.
You know, it's women don't fall apart. You men judge all us women.
Oh, she just went like, what?
Yeah,
he's in love. I get it. That's cool.
She is beautiful in his eyes.
Yeah. And I, excuse me,
it's not ours.
No, I'm. Obviously, I'm joking. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
If we're doing some mean-spirited jokes, then you know it's easy to crack on her. But I think that's very cool.
I do too.
I didn't think she was that bad.
No,
she's a very attractive older woman, and you can tell when she was younger, she was very pretty.
But you know, Rob deserves better.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
He does.
He screwed a 16-year-old.
Well,
he doesn't deserve better.
Why would he go up for that? He handled it perfectly. But after doing a 16-year-old on tape, why would you go? Yeah, come roast me.
I know.
Come drudge all that stuff back up.
He seems like he has a good personality, though.
Yeah, he does. He seems like a cool guy.
I think he honestly did not know she was 16. Honestly.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he cared. He was so coked out of his mind.
He was drugged up, and he was on booze. He didn't give a damn.
He doesn't know, and he doesn't care at the time.
I remember,
he cares now.
Remember that movie, St. Elmo's Fire? I love that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, St. Elmo's Fire.
I've never even heard of
Natasha had never. We're watching this roast. She goes, who is he?
What?
And because Natasha's a child.
He was a superstar, man. He was big time.
Yeah, he was the guy.
I've never heard of him. Even when I saw his old
podcast
photos.
Is over. We've gone past 20 minutes. We've gone past 20 minutes, and new data will tell you.
It indicates that 20 minutes.
People were pissed off when we cut it off at 20 minutes.
Stop yelling, Natasha.
No.
Oh, but what? You had something on your mind?
Something that we really quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't stand it when people text me all caps. It's annoying. Stop it, Elvis. Stop texting me all caps. Oh, I get what you're saying.
Please. Okay.
What?
Like,
why? What was going on?
Because I'll ask him a question. He'll type something. And then all of a sudden, it's like when you text somebody
awesome?
In all caps. You're yelling at them.
Yes.
And I get it. I'm not a child. I get what you're saying.
What's wrong with her today? I know you're not. I'm just expressing my joy for you and how
Let
much
me
I
talk
love
to
you.
The what? Listener right now for a quick second. There is something going on. Natasha has now joined the show. She brings a certain skill set. Uh-huh. She's been in, you know, another side of this industry. She has strong social media skills and marketing, and we're bringing her on to do all that, but... And so she is in charge of stuff. Well, that means telling Elvis what to do in some of this stuff. And he's like, God damn it, I've been doing this doghouse a long time. I don't want to be told what to do. And there's if she doesn't tell you, you'll forget. And it's just, there's some friction.
Forget
I am
what?
On eggshells because every time I tell you what to do, you come back with a, I know what to do. All caps.
I'm not that bad.
Oh.
Well if I do, I'm sorry, but get with it.
You know what? Maybe it's not.
Sometimes you're a little.
No, oh, yes. Sure, Mr.
No, sometimes you're a little slow. That's fine.
I am not slow.
Yeah, or I got to remind you a few times.
Your middle name
is
Slow Elvis.
That's
slow,
okay.
Lay.
Okay, here's what I got to do. Do I need to just explain it really quietly for you?
Do you get mad sometimes at her?
No.
Oh, you
she
do.
She says you'll roll eyes, you'll get
you
pissed.
You will.
You'll ignore her, you'll go, I know.
I think that, you know what? I think Elvis is threatened because he knows what a talent I am, and he knows that I'm smarter than him.
Oh, boy.
So I have to
you can take the smart, but you ain't got talent like I got.
Oh,
sorry.
Really?
No, you
all
know
right,
that's the truth.
Right.
Hey, we're over 20
we're
minutes
over 20.
Here.
We're over
20.
We're over
20. Stop it. I'm going to kick her ass.
Oh, it's too bad.
What's too bad?
It's too bad you didn't do that inside. You can't do that out here.
Why?
You're not supposed to do that. Why? You didn't read the lottery's laws?
What have you got to do with it?
Okay, did you win? Let me ask you that.
Oh, you go to hell.
Here, come here. Let me.
I don't care to talk to you.
I'm just asking you.
I'm just telling you.
Okay, here we go. Well, man, let me talk to you.
It's none of your business.
Say what?
It's none of your business.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you that by lottery law, you can't do that.
Go to hell.
I'm sorry about this. So I have to write you a ticket.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing the worst Bob Dylan imitation I've ever seen. Uh-huh. You know you look just like him, right?
I've been told that a couple times.
Okay, well, you got to go to jail for that.
Spare changing outside McDonald's?
No, the bad Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Can you do me a favor and at least sing a song and then I'll let you go? Let's hear a Bob Dylan song.
A Bob Dylan song?
Loud as you can.
Blowing in the wind, I believe my life has come to an end.
Okay, but I'm going to let you go with a warning.
Yeah.
Try Elton John next week.
We will try to do another podcast soon. Like
okay,
I said,
yeah.
We're working on other things right now.
Big time.
Speaking of, because there are many things that we want to bring to you, and a lot of it has to do with video, will you please support this show by buying the merchandise? Uh-huh. We got a brand new shirt that's coming out that's
sweet.
Really cool. Within a day or two, you're going to see a video that shows the shirt.
Right.
I'll have it on the website, and we're taking pre-orders.
Okay. Are we?
Yes, we're taking pre-orders, but the shirt, they will be available within the next couple or few weeks.
Okay.
Maybe 3 weeks.
So doghouseempire.com.
That's it.
You can wait until you see the video of it, and then go to doghouseempire.com and pre-order it.
Do you guys want me to model? I can model.
Sorry. just know that that money right there, I mean, yes, we have someone that's going to help us with syndication,
right.
And we have people helping us with other things, but as far as us doing video,
we're
completely on our own, but we like doing things next level.
That's right.
So
mm-hmm.
we need something out there to fund this, and it's a good way for you to have cool merchandise,
that's right.
but at the same time, support us.
Uh-huh.